Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Scott Miller's our great friend from Bleacher Report. Fantastic piece he did today on Mike Trout. Great job on that, by the way.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate you saying that. And nice to be back with you.
I mean, it really was great. I you know, I like the story about how, you know, he talks about, you know, that he hunts with Wentz and that he likes the fact that when they go, like, to North Dakota or something hunting, that something to the effect of that he gets harassed, Wentz, because of how famous he is there, and then he, Trout, gets left alone, and that's what he craves.
Yeah, yeah, that, I enjoyed that story as well. Yeah, Carson told me that story, and, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much Mike Trout. He's kind of the reluctant superstar, you know. I mean, he's one of the greatest. He's, you know, I think everybody pretty much has reached agreement. He's the best player in the game today and has been. He's one of the all-time greats. But, you know, he's got a very simple approach. You know, he just loves the game. He wants to play. And then, you know, the rest of the stuff that comes with it, all the publicity and the fame, he doesn't really necessarily enjoy all that. He tolerates it more than enjoys it. But, you know, the one thing that also he's got a soft spot for is kids, like he says, because he grew up loving sports. And, you know, he tries to sign every autograph he can because, you know, he remembers, he says, I remember what it was like when I was a kid. And he said, you know, plus it's hard being a kid. And, you know, you never know. I mean, maybe, you know, some of these kids, you see them, but sometimes, you know, they may be having a bad day. And so if I can sign an autograph or be nice to a kid, you know, maybe it's somebody having a bad day and it helps make his day. And he really, the only trappings of fame he enjoys, if you would use that word, would be his interactions with the children. But otherwise, yeah, he loves hunting in the outdoors, and he loved it when Carson Wentz is badgered in North Dakota and Mike is left alone.
So, you know, Harper and Trout, they are friends, and Harper, yep, was talking about how he texted him a lot to ask him about, you know, mm-hmm, playing in Philly and even growing up in Philly because he was going to have a kid or something, right?
Yeah, in fact, they haven't had it yet. But, Bryce Harper's wife, Kayla, is pregnant, and they just revealed it publicly at the beginning of April. But, yeah, over the winter, you know, they knew because, I don't know, I think when they revealed it in April, she might have been 3 or 4 months pregnant. So she's a little bit further than that now. But, you know, they found out over the winter, and then, at that point it was private. But, yeah, he was asking Mike Trout about, yeah, certain areas to live and what's it like to be around Philadelphia. But, yeah, then he asked about growing up in Philadelphia or at least in the area or in the outskirts. And, yeah, I think, you know, Mike was pretty certain at that point. He said, you know, basically, you know, we found out later that, you know, Bryce's wife was pregnant. And surely he was signing that long-term deal in Philly, and he was doing a little bit of research on, you know, what maybe life would be like for his boy or girl when they have it.
It's going to be a lot harder for him to earn, I think, a ring playing there as opposed to, you know, some of these other guys that get on these loaded teams. I mean, a lot of people are stunned that he stayed with the Angels with all of their, you, yep, know, losing and everything. But I see why he did it, and I see it even more clearly after reading your article about why he chooses to just handle his job in Anaheim as a place to play and then the place to live in the offseason is back home.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's an underrated part of
or underrated or little known part of being a professional player is, you know, everybody talks about how, you know, when whoever it is, you know, comes back and plays anywhere near their home, how cool that is. And it is. But, you know, the one thing with it is it's, you know, people don't realize playing baseball is a really hard job. 162 games. There's so much pressure to try to keep your job unless you're a superstar like Trout. But even then there's pressure because he's got to live up to what everybody expects of him. So within all of that, when you go to play near your home, you know, that's when, you know, you're thrilled because it's cool to play near home and you get to see some family and friends, but it also can be exhausting because, you know, it gets you out of your routine and, you know, to be a top-notch baseball player, you stay focused and you have your routines and you stay locked in. But then, you know, if you're bragging, you want to have dinner or lunch with family or friends, and then you have other friends that maybe you haven't seen in 10 years, and they come crawling out of the woodwork like, hey, well, I went to high school with you. You know, can you give me tickets? And it can be exhausting. And, yeah, I think Mike has it a very good setup now where he – you know, his fun time, his personal time is at home back in Millville, New Jersey. And, you know, his work life is out west. And he still keeps in very close contact with all of his friends. And, you know, some of them visit him during the season. But, you know, it's not the same when he's playing out west as it would be if he was, playing all the time with a team in the east where he would be immersed with it within everything.
I got to tell you, Scott Miller with us, Bleacher Report. It's pretty cool that you got that access because, you know, he's, you know, tough to read. And I think that, you know, he's not Mr. Personality. He really is with his teammates and with his friends and family. He's a very funny guy. But when it comes to the media and being a center of attention, he doesn't like that. So I think it shows how much juice you have that you're so well-respected in the game that he let you have that access, I think is fantastic. Let me ask you a couple other questions about baseball that I noticed. One was I was in Pittsburgh over the weekend. My dad had a stroke, and I was home. And Machado played him, and the Pirates swept him. And the thing I noticed about Machado was he's really starting to, I think, come into his season. I you know, he hit two home runs against the Pirates, I think, on Saturday and Sunday hit him. And then tonight he hit one at Camden back in Baltimore. I mean, this guy is really – and he's tearing it up. I mean, it's like 12 or 13 games now. He's just tearing it up. What do you think of him coming into his own a little bit now?
Yeah, I think – well, first of all, I wish you and your family well. I'm sorry.
Thanks, buddy.
About your dad. That's tough. And to answer your question, yeah, Machado definitely in the last couple of weeks, he started to get hot. The interesting thing with Machado that I find, and as you know, I'm based out west. I live in the San Diego area.
Right.
So naturally I see, you know, a fair amount of Padres in while I'm doing all the other stuff that I do. And the thing with Machado is defensively, he is such a wizard. And even when he was just mediocre at the plate in April and May, seemed like almost every night he was making some play in the field that would leave you going, wow. Now the bat's heating up, as you pointed out. And, you know, we're seeing why he was, you know, one of the premier free agents of the winter, this year and why he commanded the $300 million. You put together that defense. And as I say, it's almost a highlight reel play every single night. You add that with that lethal bat he's got, and he's one of the real fun guys to watch every night.
No doubt. I mean, I told you I'm going to be there for that Padres Giants game on July 27th. It's a Friday night game or a Saturday night game.
Okay.
I think July 27th, I'm one of those nights. I definitely am going to be there on the 27th, though. So I'm going to harass you. I'm going to find you at Petco that day. Let me ask you what you thought of Pujols and his return to Busch. I've never seen anything like it. It was like a three-day standing ovation. It literally lasted like 72 hours.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. You're right. It was emotional. Clearly it meant a ton to Albert Pujols himself. A couple things there. One,
as we came closer to that trip for the Angels, first off, I have to admit, about a month before that trip, I found out, wait a minute, this is Pujols' first trip back to St. Louis? I didn't realize that. I just thought in all this time he had to have been back there at least once. So I was even caught a little bit off guard with that one. But, you know, his last year in St. Louis, what, 2012 or 2011, and then 2012 he goes to Anaheim. And you know what? This is, I think, Scott, an example of sometimes it's a good thing when time passes, the passage of time. Because if the Angels and Pujols would have gone back and played St. Louis for the first time, say in 2012 or 2013, like a year or two after he left, I don't think the reaction would have been like that. Even at St. Louis, where they respect everybody and the fans are great, because you know there were some raw feelings there for a few years. You know, St. Louis fans felt like Pujols rejected them and he just left for the money, and they felt like he should have stayed in St. Louis. And I think on Albert's part, he felt like the Cardinals, by drawing the line where they did instead of completely opening the vault, I think he felt a little bit disrespected by the Cardinals. So I think there were some ruffled feathers on both sides when he left to go sign with the Angels. And so I think if he would have gone back a year or two later, you know, maybe it would have been a lot more of a mixed reaction. But all these years later, you know, Albert's been, you know, what he meant to the St. Louis Cardinals during most of his career. And I think the Cardinals fans realize they got the best years of Albert's career. Not that they wished him any ill, but things just haven't gone for him that well since he went to the Angels. I mean, sure, he got some milestones. He got his 3,000th hit in an Angel uniform. You know, he got his 600th homer.
Right.
But he's never in the playoffs with them, and he's been dealt with a lot of injuries. So all these years later, I think it was the perfect time to go back. And, yeah, I agree with you. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that. I mean, it was a love fest.
I mean, it really was. It was unbelievable. So that date is the 27th. This is a Saturday. So don't be blowing off that Saturday night game at Petco because you want to spend time with your family. Because if I don't see you at Petco that day, you're never going to live it down. Hey, great job on the Trout piece. You're the best baseball writer in the game. I always love it when you have a feature like that. You're incredible. I loved it. It was really cool to go inside a Trout's head. Fantastic stuff, man. Way to go. Thanks for coming on the bench as always, Scott. I'll see you soon.
I appreciate you saying all that. Thank you, and thanks for the reminder. July 27th. I don't know where I'll be that day, but I will do my best. You have my word to try to be there and say hello to you in person.
That's what I'm talking about because I'm going. I'm even bringing the family to the baseball
wow.
game.
Nice.
Yeah, but then they, you know, they make me buy them all kinds of food and everything.
Yeah, there you go.
Just well, sucked the life out of me. I got to tell you, I loved watching my Pirates kick the Padres' ass this weekend in Pittsburgh. I'll see you, Scott. Thanks for coming on the bench.
All right. Thanks.
They're the Pirates, when they win three in a row, it's a miracle. It's like a religious holiday when they win three in a row. I think it's like a stop the press type of moment.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.